o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And it begins...
So, Jason, before we get into Wendy,
yeah.
Do you think Dobbs can be the number one wideout?
I do.
Can you imagine if we're sitting here next year at this time and saying, do we have to pay Romeo Dobbs $35 million bucks? Or 30? Is that that's a real thing? Like he could, he's not going to get to JJ. I don't think the Packers, but this whole conversation. I think the fact that we've almost pigeonholed him as a number 2-3, he hasn't. Doesn't sound like he's interested in that. And now he's going to be one of the first guys that'll be up for an extension. Is he somebody that the Packers are going to want to go and preemptively get, like they've done with a lot of guys that they view as core football players? It's going to be an interest. The reason we've talked so much wide receiver, and I know I've taken a little bit of heat, is because it's fascinating to me. The concept, the construct of ensemble versus that. And the fact that we've slept on Romeo Dobbs, even though he had a really good season last year, is he capable of being that guy? There's just so many other players that you think should be that guy. But when you start looking at what Romeo Dobbs has done in his first two seasons, it's pretty impressive. And I think we probably have overlooked that.
I think we definitely have overlooked it.
Why? Is it because he's not fast enough? Like, why have we overlooked
it? It's because he's so even-keeled.
Do you really think that's what it is?
I do think that's part of it.
Well, isn't Christian Watson's not a super loud guy?
No, but he talks all the time, and he's really interesting, and he won our Mully Award. He obviously dealt with injuries and still talked, which, as you well know, guys that are usually injured don't talk to
us. Yeah, for sure.
So, Romeo, I talked to Romeo yesterday for a little while. He's just so understated. He talks about, I don't know about you. I've heard plenty of cliches in NFL locker rooms. But I'm not sure I've ever heard a guy say that I just want to be the best version of me. A, more times, and B, seem more sincere than when he was saying that to me yesterday. I don't think he cares. I'm sure he wants to get paid. No one's playing this game for free. I understand that. But, I don't think he's... I just don't get the sense that he's one of those people that's obsessed with, I got to get mine, whether it's my catches or my money. And I think that makes him, I don't want to say boring, but he's not a colorful character. And also, he makes so many plays look routine or easy. He's got really strong hands, right? You've noticed that about him. He's not perfect when it comes to drops, but he's really, you throw a ball that's contested, he is not going to be wrestled away from the ball by the defender. He's strong that way. But he's not flashy. He doesn't run as fast as Christian Watson.
Not many do.
He doesn't show the big play potential or hype or whatever you want to call it that I've been smitten with Dontavion Wicks. He does not get balls on bubble screens and get balls in space the way Jaden Reed did. Right? So there's just... I hate to use this word because you sometimes use it and it makes me a little uncomfortable. He's just not sexy. Is he?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why we've kind of overlooked him, even though production-wise, he's been more productive than Christian Watson, and obviously injuries play into that. Jaden Reed came on, had a great season, but Romeo Dobbs just is out there, and he just does his job, and he does it well, and you expect him to even get better and better, and those comments that Matt made yesterday with your question makes me think I have to relook at this a little bit and understand maybe he can be the number one.
All right, let's save Wendy for... I'm sorry, Hunter, I'm going to impose on you and you'll have to use it during...
Is he more likely to be the number one wide receiver or the number three?
Look, you have taught us, and this is not a... My favorite Chileism is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, the game room's closed.
That's a good Chileism.
Clowns are funny now, is also a good
pretty
one.
Pretty good.
Does he get credit for now I've lost my train of thought because I was so smitten with the game room's closed. But when it comes to the potential thing, potential gets you fired. That's the one. I'm not saying that Jaden Reed is all potential because he's not. Right? I mean, he led them in receiving yards and
Christian
receptions.
Christian Watson is the top of the potential chain, and
then
Wicks
is next.
There's your two. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like we put both of them along with Reed, who caught more passes for more yards last year, in front of Dobbs. All three of those guys, I think we do. I think there's a foursome, and we think of Dobbs fourth out of that, and then there's Bo Melton, then there's Malik Heath, and then there's the other guys that are trying to get into the mix. That's how I kind of view their bevy of wide receiver options. And that's not to say that Bo Melton and Malik Heath don't have roles, but I think it's those four and then after that. But I do think that, and I am not absolving myself. I am guilty of this too. But this is why it was so interesting to me yesterday, and that's why I asked LaFleur the question, because I think I'm guilty of it. I mean, he made a catch during 2 minutes that reminded me that I've probably slept on him. Because they were going to go four and out, and it was going to be end of the first team offense's possession. And he makes a catch in traffic, reaching back, that was really impressive. And I just think that maybe he's not flashy enough for us to think of him as much as we should.
Yeah, but I mean, Marvin Harrison wasn't. There's been a lot of wideouts.
Yeah, but
haven't...
Marvin Harrison did it for a lot of years, and
I
then
agree.
you became more and more appreciative.
But you could argue,
of how it was.
You could argue that Romeo Dobbs is the most accomplished receiver on this group right now, and you'd be right from a catch standpoint, touchdowns, all of the things that you look for, because he's had another year. But it is dependability. Coaches love, front office loves, fans can sometimes take it for granted, and I think that's the case here with number 87.
And oh, by the way, for all the great things that Jaden Reed did last season, and I am a big fan of him too. I like him a lot.
You like everybody a lot.
Except
for Devondre Campbell.
There's a few others, but be that as it may. They played two playoff games last year. You know who was their leading receiver for the postseason?
Dobbs.
So what are we doing here? We're overlooking
it. It is fascinating that we've completely just poo-pooed somebody that's been
I'm not proud of it, by the way. I am owning my poo-pooing. I have to admit,
this is kind of where you make statements and you talk for 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week, and you kind of get ingrained. I'm Christian Watson because I've seen what he's able to do, and potential sometimes makes you look foolish.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's going to be the case, but I do think it clouds sometimes your viewpoint on other players, and you kind of just say, oh, yeah, he's nice. He's going to do this. And the players don't necessarily, you know, they could do it. They don't have to just fall into line as far as how everybody views them. They could say, well, no, I can be more. And it sounds like that's what Romeo Dobbs is doing.
So the Packers housed the Cowboys in the first round. Get housed, as Jesse's favorite realtor likes to say.
That's true.
And then they were in position. But not to be confused with Irick. But then they were in position to beat the 49ers. Here are your receiving leaders for the Packers postseason last year. Jaden Reed had 4 catches for 35 yards. Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 24 yards. Luke Musgrave had 6 catches for 66 yards. Romeo Dobbs had 10 catches for 234 yards.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs. When it's the most important time of the year.
What?
And we're talking about him like he's the fourth guy.
Yeah, it's super.
And I am at fault, too. I am not blaming everyone but me.
It is. And we wonder why receivers are constantly promoting themselves and pushing their agenda on us. And I just see Netflix is coming out with wide receiver, which is going to be awesome. Devontae and Kittle, and who's a tight end, which I don't know why. They could just call it pass catchers. But it does make you wonder, do you need to be a self-promoter, or you want the way Romeo Doubs is approaching it is how I like it. I should be his biggest advocate.
Yes, he's your kind of guy.
And I'm kind of irritated with myself that I have completely slept and poo-pooed because I've gotten caught up in the cover boy action of Christian Watson. I'm still going to stick that way because I want Watson to be that guy, and I've seen it. But I can't sit here now and say, well, Romeo Doubs, he's nice. You just went through his production, and when the postseason hits, he about doubled everybody else's production.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly of the wide receivers. The next two guys were tight ends when it came to receptions in the
That's
postseason.
Weird. Why? I'm confused.
So do you agree, though, with my premise then, that because you give me a lot of grief about a lot of things, and most of it is deserved.
You talked to him twice, and you proclaimed after 27 years of doing your job that he's the most even-keeled cat you ever
and
been
I
around.
Stand by it.
Now you're just sticking to
it. No, I'm not. I talked to him again yesterday, and like he is so soft-spoken and non-self-promotional that he even talks literally soft-spoken. Like it's hard
he's the Teddy
to
Roosevelt.
Transcribe.
He's the Teddy Roosevelt of Packer wideouts.
Speak softly, but catch a lot of balls in the postseason.
Hunter just turned off because we didn't somehow incorporate Gerald Ford into this.
Yeah.
He's the Gerald Ford.
Had you gone Gerald Ford, I would have been all in on it.
He was not elected as the number one receiver. I think we are guilty of underestimating him. And, you know, I see there's some people getting after you already now. Oh, why are we always so up in arms about this number one receiver thing? I don't think you and I have
it's
been guilty of being up
it's
in arms
It's the most fascinating part of where this team is because you have this core group that has stuck together and been great, and how you manage that moving forward I think is going to be a critical part of how successful this season is going to be.
Yeah. Not only that, but you may see in the Wisconsin State Journal sometime soon, the wide receiver group compared to the cast of Friends.
Are you really going to do that?
Of course I'm going to do
that.
Oh,
my God.
As long as there's no Dallas talk, we'll be fine.
Who's the J.R. Ewing of the
Mr.
Packers
Dallas
wide receiver
you know,
group?
South Fork is like Lambeau Field when it comes to TV shows.
Yeah, that's great, but it's an old TV show. At least get something that came out.
Friends is 20 years ago, brother.
Yeah, and how long ago was Dallas? 40?
35.
The incredible 40? Irony yeah, totally of this different. Debate was that we had it with Evan last week, and the way Evan responded to the Dallas dated nature of the comp was with Seinfeld. No,
and I'm shocked he didn't get Beverly Hills 90210 in, which, by the way, great show. I don't know who would have been Dylan.
I don't. Who's the other guy? Who's the there's the guy that's in the Sharknado movies, the blonde guy,
Steve Sanders.
Yes.
Yep.
But then who's the guy that was the like he in real life he dated or was married to Megan Fox. He had kind of the slicked hair and the earring. He wasn't Brandon. He wasn't Dylan. He wasn't Steve. The other guy.
Nat Pasiccio.
I have no idea.
Can we move on?
I don't know.
More he's Boomer no TV show talk.
He's Boomer. No Gina Della, that's
and
for sure.
And Boomer about that. Gina Della, we talked about older TV shows. Dallas and 90210. If you have an older home and you need new windows, well, Pella's got you covered. The way they did things a century ago, it's a little different than today, so give Pella a call. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. And you want to go back, leave it to Beaver. Gunsmoke, all the old shows. You know what?
Andy Griffith.
They had all these old. I think Gene and the team could even do that with their older homes. If you order today from Pella, you get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on June 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today to get started.
Brian Austin Green was his name. I don't know
what was his name in the show.
I was happy that I thought of his name.
Steve Sanders, his name, I ran into him when we were out in Utah.
You ran into Ian Ziering?
Ian Ziering and spent some time with Ian.
You spent some time
with Ian Ziering? We were at a party together. Yeah, we were at a party together. And
what?
Ian Ziering is like, what the hell are you guys doing here? And we're like, well, what are you doing here?
Wait, who are you guys?
I was like, me and there's some players from the Green Bay Packers with us that were out at a movie festival. Sundance.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep.
And you were hanging out with Ian Ziering and Brian Austin.
Yeah, we were there with Ian. Was out there. We were kind of big fans. I loved Saved by the Bell. I've told you about my time with Dick Belding.
Richard, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I still like those shows, Hunter, because there's no new shows, by the way, that are
Thank you to Chris Olsen Larson, who informs me that Brian Austin Green's character was David Silver.
David Silver, yeah. He ended up with Spelling's daughter in real life, which I don't remember her name. Donna! Donna Martin graduates. Yeah.
You guys are reminding me from the old couple in Christmas Vacation.
Well, yeah, what do you think it's like to listen to this show?
No, Grace is dead.
I don't know. Donna Martin graduates. One of the all-time
great episodes. We're just naming names. Can we move on?
That's what we do. We name names. We're the opposite of the Seinfeld reference. All right, let's move on. That's fine.
Okay, Brian
Gumbel.
All right, we need to play trivia. So our trivia is all jacked up this week because we didn't do it yesterday. Today, we only have one set of questions, which Hunter put together.
We have double geography questions.
No, we don't.
A certain producer decided to not send them over, so we've only got single questions.
And by the way, the certain producer is literally just walking around out here.
He's doing interviews.
No,
he's interviewing
not.
People.
Even, like,
he's a manager.
He's literally just standing around out there, like face pressed up against the window like an old puppy dog.
Well, unfortunately,
going to the peach pit.
The bottom line is we'll take caller 91,000-020. We will take caller 9 for trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We will play Wilde and Tausch trivia. It is geography, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on Thursday, but only one round of it. Caller 9 plays next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Trivia. Are we getting more and more first-time contestants, or am I imagining that?
Do we have a first-timer today?
Again, yeah.
Love it. Well, it's because we were talking 90210. I think that probably is like, oh, these cats understand me.
Ian Ziering in Beverly Hills is our contestant for today. Because you hung out together at Sundance. No. It is Ethan in Baraboo. Ethan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I've been better. I'm a diehard Mavericks fan, so it was a rough night.
Tough night for Doncic. Tough night for Doncic.
All right, so I'm glad you brought this up.
I don't want to hear it, Tausch.
Okay, well.
Okay, never mind.
Did you expect this to go this way as a Mavericks fan, or did you have high hopes?
I did have high hopes. But Boston, man, they're just so deep, and that five out is killing us with Gafford and Lively not being in the paint. And Boston is just moving the ball so well offensively. Mavericks have been putrid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's a
pretty
lot
good
of some, things, but yeah.
Good
Drew Holiday, if the Bucks don't get rid of Drew Holiday, maybe the Celtics aren't in that same spot. It's a darn thing.
It's been pretty valuable to them. Hey, Ethan, let me ask you this before we get to play trivia. As a diehard Mavericks fan, I don't know how far this goes back. Like, are you old enough to remember when Jason Kidd and who was the other guy that were fighting over Tony Braxton at one point when the Mavericks were together?
I'm 33. I've been a fan since I was like 10.
Okay, so defend Luka Doncic, who did not do a whole lot of defending yesterday. Defend him to me and the whining that he does as a fan of his team.
Sure. I get the whining, and I hate it too. I think it comes from a place of just strong emotion, like he wants to win so bad. And he is a winner. People saying that he's a loser. I mean, he won finals MVP at 18 for Real Madrid.
Yep.
He's taken this team to the conference finals twice, the finals once now. He just needs to get that emotion going in the right areas. You know, the whining on fouls happens way too much. It happens everywhere in the league.
I wish he could just
put that effort into winning.
LeBron's
instead
pretty
of
bad,
that.
Too. LeBron complains at
right.
the time, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, maybe they'll become the first team to come back from a 3-0 deficit.
No,
in
they're
NBA.
Not going to.
All right, Ethan.
Hey,
question.
They might.
They might, but they won't, Ethan, and you know that.
Celtics live and die by the three. So.
Okay.
So if they can go cold over the next four games, we've got them right where we want them.
Four games
all right.
in a row.
Ethan, I'm going to ask you the questions. Tausch is going to sort of play along, but not really. Time now for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday on Thursday. Question number one, Ethan, is this. Tausch is driving the Johnson & Sons paver from Wisconsin Rapids to Plainfield. Which direction is he traveling?
I got this.
Okay, good. I'm glad somebody does, because I would have maybe made Wisconsin Rapids to another town that I may have heard of. The choice here. But be that as it may, he's driving from Wisconsin Rapids to Plainfield. Is he driving northwest, southeast, or west?
I feel like they're in the same area.
They're very close, yeah.
Yeah, so it makes it tough.
It does, yeah. For the first question.
First question is a bear.
You said was southeast an option?
It was.
Let's go that, southeast. Yeah.
Good decision. Well done. Hunter, like, could you do, like, Wisconsin Rapids to Madison or something for the first one?
Yeah, that one was probably a little tough for the
I was
first
actually
one.
Thinking, because I know there's an exit when you get off, and that's kind of the halfway point when I would drive back from Auburndale to Madison, and it's pretty close. So, tough one.
I just would like to say, for the record, though, that I respect the fact that Hunter is self-critical. And he acknowledges, well, maybe that was a little tough for a first question. There's no way the other guy, who's very busy with his interviews today, is saying, yeah, no, maybe that was a little tough.
No, he's the Luka Doncic of World Game
I either make my questions incredibly difficult or incredibly easy.
Well, yeah, there's no
not
real
found
in between.
Okay, well, let's hear question two then.
All right, here we go. Question two, Ethan. Which of these locations gets its name from the French phrase Port des Morts? Is it Door County, Madison, or Eau Claire?
Gotta be Eau Claire.
That's what I would say, too.
Port des Morts, which I'm not pronouncing it right.
Am I right?
It's like Butamore, right? Yep. Butamore.
Butte des Mortes.
Butte, buddy des Mortes.
That's like Green Bay, right?
That is.
So is it Door County?
It is Door County per Hunter. Hunter, you want to give us the research
That's
behind
this? That's a tough
this?
One.
Yeah, it's a reference to that stretch in between the peninsula and Washington Island. It was called the Door of Death, is what that phrase is, because it's treacherous
That's
waters.
Not very, that's not very welcoming.
Yeah.
How did you say that word, peninsula? Because that's not how we say that on this show.
Peninsula.
Peninsula. All right, question three, Hunter. Yeah, you too. But Ethan, let's bounce back. Here we go. Latitudinally, which Wisconsin city is located farthest north? Farthest north, Wisconsin City. Is it Iron Mountain, Iron Belt, or Iron River?
It's got to be Iron River, right?
So Iron Mountain, is there a Wisconsin Iron Mountain?
Is that in Michigan?
I thought it was in Michigan.
I think it is in Michigan.
Iron Belt sounds made up, frankly.
So, yeah.
Iron Hunter, but yeah, I think it's Iron River.
He is correct. So it doesn't
sounds
really
like
matter.
It should have been the first question,
I don't
frankly.
Know if you want your river to be called iron.
Well, there's a lot of iron up north.
No, I understand. So, iron ore is big up in Duluth. I understand that whole kind
iron
of, but
Belt
I don't know,
like, is a real town. It's
it
not
is?
Really a city. Yeah, it's tiny, but yeah. I found it up there because I wanted three irons, so...
Well, you had your irons in the fire, eh?
Did.
Good thing you had all that water to kind of put out that fire.
Well, be that... I felt like the first question was the third question, and the third question should have been the first question. Whatever the case may be, Ethan, you got 2 out of 3 right. That's 3 out of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. We still have 2 more games of trivia to play, so I don't know what that means for your odds. But we appreciate you being a first-time contestant, and go Mavs. Good luck to you, buddy.
Go Mavs. Go Packers. Love you guys. Have a good day.
Love you guys.
I love you guys to close it. I appreciate that a lot. Hunter, how would you critique your trivia today?
I mean, am I taking into account past performances? Because if we compare it to past...
Expectations. Yeah, just like the Packers. Like,
expectation game.
Then I feel like this was a B-plus for me.
You crushed it.
Like, compared to some of my other presidential ones and typos and incredibly difficult questions.
I thought you nailed it. I thought you absolutely nailed it.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just inadvertently deleted the wrong email. Tausch, you got a read for today?
I do. It's baseball season. You know, I'm going to be going to tournaments. I'm heading up to Appleton tonight, all over the place with my family, and, of course, plenty of tailgates to attend. And when I need to stock up on snacks and drinks for everything, you know I'm making a stop at Quick Trip, and I'm going to use my Quick Rewards. You're not going to want to miss out on this deal. Head to your local Quick Trip today and purchase select Gatorade, Gatorlight, Gatorade Water, or Fast Twitch products using your Quick Rewards. You'll be automatically entered to win a game day prize pack. You can win 4 tickets to a suite for the Brewers' July 21st game against the Minnesota Twins, but that's not all. You'd also be able to watch batting practice, and you can even throw out the first pitch. Plus, $500 gift card to the team store and another $500 in Quick Trip gift cards. Batting practice, gift cards, a view from the suites, and throwing out the first pitch just by grabbing some Gatorade. Get full contest details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. No purchase is necessary.
Whoa! Hunter is next. It's Woldy and Tausch. Really good looking tattoo.
Went to my guy Derek over at Black Moon Tattoo here
in
Madison. Why
is there a Viking boat in front, though?
It's just a sailboat. It's on the lake.
It looks like a Viking boat. Pirates. Looks like there's pirates floating around.
So the only thing she said was the outline of Wisconsin with the capital on it, and he did the rest, and it was awesome. So I just wanted to share that.
I'm sorry, I don't want to discuss your body any more than I have to, but is that a forearm?
That is my forearm, yes.
Okay.
What did you think it was?
I don't know, upper thigh?
Be some spindly legs if that's your upper thigh.
No, I'm thick. I don't have small
with
thighs like
C's.
That. Yeah, the way the kids say it.
So now are you going to do a Batman one? Are you going to do some other crazy bet that makes no sense? You knew Oppenheimer's a war history movie compared to a commercialized Barbie. You knew you weren't winning that bet.
I thought that it would do better than it did.
Oppenheimer did big numbers. Barbie is
a
monster.
Yeah, and I thought it would do better. I thought that it would do better. I didn't think Barbie was going to do as well as
I feel like you wanted to get a tattoo. This is a great way to do it. Now, are you going to do a Batman tattoo of some sort down the road?
Yeah. My problem with that is because I like Batman so much, I don't know what I want to get.
Who's the best Batman? Don't you dare say anybody but Christian Bale. Don't you dare.
So the problem with Christian Bale is he's too short.
Oh, boy.
Ben Affleck was the closest.
He doesn't think Christian Bale is the best Batman. Oh my
He's
God.
The best
Don't
Bruce
say Val
Wayne.
Kilmer.
He's the best Bruce Wayne. Boy. Ben
he's
Affleck was
George.
The best
oh,
Batman.
Oh, my God. I thought he was going to say George Clooney.
No, he was the best actual Batman. Christian Bale was the best Bruce Wayne.
Ben Affleck Michael was a Keaton? Better Batman than Michael than Christian Bale. That's yes. what you're telling me.
Yes. As someone who has read almost all of the comic books, absolutely 100% without a doubt.
I don't know where to go from here.
Whoa, Nelly!
I don't know if anyone else on Earth feels the way about Batman as Hunter. I don't know anyone that is going to say that Ben Affleck.
How many people do you know that read comic books?
Not many.
Yeah, exactly.
Thankfully, no offense.
Of course, that's
Whoa,
a bad take.
Nelly!
Well, is that like a plastic small horn bottle?
It's a candy. It's a candy jar. Jeez. Candy jar.
We've talked about this a lot. And wanted to finally play the audio of Windy last night after the Mavs
Good
fell
call.
3-0 to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect that Luka fell onto the ground there in an unacceptable position to put himself in with 4 minutes left with 5 fouls, and then immediately looks at the bench and says, "You better bleeping challenge it," as if it's the bench's fault that he just made a terrible play. I'm standing here in the Mavericks tunnel. Over there is the Celtics tunnel. That's where the winners are. If Luka's ever going to be a winner coming out of this tunnel here, he is going to have to use this what's happened in this finals as a learning experience. His defensive performance is unacceptable. He is a hole on the court. The Celtics are attacking him. They are ahead in this series because they have attacked him defensively. And you've got a situation here where Luka is complaining about the officiating. They have begged him. They have talked with him. They have pleaded with him. He is costing his team because of how he treats the officials. He's a brilliant player. He does so many things well. They are here because of how he did. His performance in this game is unacceptable and the reason why the Mavericks are not going to win. He's got to get over this. And the fact that he came out after the game and blamed the officials showed me he's nowhere close yet. So maybe over the summer somebody will get to him because nobody with the Mavericks or anybody else in his life has. And that's where the Mavericks are at this point. They're never going to get to this tunnel with the trophy if he doesn't improve those aspects of his game.
Is this more on Jason Kidd for allowing this to happen and letting it build to this point then on a national stage like this?
No, I actually blame Mark Cuban more than I would. And I know he's not the majority owner anymore, but you bring him in, and I think you have to set a tone early. So he obviously is a fantastic basketball player.
No doubt.
But he has been with the Mavericks, what, 6-7 years now? I think he got there when he was 19. I think he's probably 25, 26. So he's banged up, too. Again, it's a long season. He's taken shots, I believe, allegedly, to play. He's got a thoracic condition. He's got a knee that's sore. So, is he a great defender? No. But you do need to have someone help him grow. And unfortunately, Dirk had to retire soon. He was thrust into that spot. And that's why having a veteran that's been around that can help is such a big thing. He didn't have that. Or if he did, it didn't get through. Mm-hmm. And so you can blame a lot of people. I'm going to blame Mark Cuban.
He is 25 years old. He is in his sixth NBA season.
In all honesty, it's on him. He needs to. He's going through these processes. But Mark Cuban brought him in, and did they put enough veteran people around him? You know, everybody kind of thought it was cute when Michael Finley, who great Wisconsin Badger and has got a prominent role over there, went and grabbed that beer from him when he was just sitting in the tunnel. That told me a lot. You know, just go do that. After a game, that told me that there's a lot of things going, and it got caught. So maybe Michael Finley can be that guy to help. That would be fantastic.
That's a great idea.
Everybody.
Yep, agreed. Whoa, Hunter.
Whoa, Nelly.
One last one for you guys quick. What's a bigger deal? The fact that USA Cricket beat the number 6 team in the world, Pakistan, last week, or that Team USA for men's soccer had their first ever draw against Brazil last night?
Yeah, I think that one. Cricket, I don't know anything about. Brazil is the gold standard when it comes to football, non-Americano. So I think that is something that you know the Team USA could build off of. Do I think we're ever going to catch the big dogs in soccer? I think we have a better chance of that than catching whomever is great at cricket.
I didn't realize even realize we played it here.
Cricket goes for days.
This was the first time that USA was invited to the World Cup for cricket. They lost to India yesterday by 7 wickets. No idea what that means. No idea if that's close. But I know they lost. So that's all I've got on cricket.
Wickets.
I've tried to follow it and
it's
learn
those
it.
Posts yeah. in the back.
So would we say that cricket is more like croquet than it is than cricket, or croquet is like golf?
Cricket is like baseball compared to golf and croquet. I'd say that's an even comp.
All right, just wanted to get that out there. Congratulations to Team USA for reaching that point. I guess it's unprecedented for them, so congratulations to them. All right, that's it for Woe Hunter. We will wrap things up. Coming up, I want to remind you again, I hope you never have to make the call. Never. Because that means you haven't been seriously injured in an accident. But if you are, the one call to make, that's all, is to Gruber Law Offices. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, about its history, about all its great lawyers, and about what David and his team do in our communities. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. We'll wrap things up for today next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. All right, Tausch, I want to wrap up with our Romeo Doubs conversation. I got a tweet here. If Doubs can clean up some of his drops issues, he's a legit candidate to become our number two wide receiver for the long term.
Yeah. I think that's how a lot of Packer fans feel, and quite frankly, that's how I have viewed it. And I think from a potential standpoint, Christian Watson, Dontavian Wicks, I think there's all you can make a good case because of whether it's speed or whatever it might be. But I just think you get caught up in – you know, where this guy's at and what he's done so far, and not allow them to grow into something bigger. And Romeo Doubs has been completely stereotyped into being the 2-3. And I would just say, let's make sure we have open mind and say, you know what? Maybe Romeo Doubs is a number one. It's going to be a heck of a thing. We'll see.
Well, David, not David Silver, Brian Austin Green, I would say that he does not have an open mind. He's just a guy, really. He's the worst on the team in separation, and he gets double-teamed the least on the team. He's also been the wide receiver by default because of Watson's injuries and the rookies next to him. When Watson is healthy, he disappears, as he should. Davey, I think you're going to be wrong on that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you could make a case that has consistently, and obviously Romeo Doubs was injured for part of the season, but he popped a little bit with Aaron Rodgers for a stretch, and then obviously Christian Watson really emerged and had that great run that we compared Randy Moss's numbers because that's what it dictated. Mm-hmm. And if it's strictly on potential, I think you can make that case. But the NFL is about production. Mm-hmm. Potential gets people fired. Potential will get you a longer look, but that doesn't mean it's going to get you where you want to go. You got, like Tom Brady said last night, who's willing to put in the work? Seems like it's Romeo Doubs to me.
We'll put in more work tomorrow. Thanks to Hunter for putting in some work.
Boy, it was smooth sailing with Hunter today, man. Hunter, you done good, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got it.
We will welcome Jesse back tomorrow by telling him how great Hunter was.
Are we for sure he's coming back tomorrow?
It's fair. He might have more interviews to conduct.
Might be down at the Peach Pit getting a piece of pie. Cobbler.
That's blueberry. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.